Hello. Good morning, beautiful person. How do I know that you're beautiful? Because I do, because you're someone who is here listening to something that's called a lovegram, which means that there is something in you that is encouraging you to seek out more love, to seek out a little bit more joy, to consider ways that you want to grow into a life that feels just maybe like there's more love in it, or more joy, or more delight, or more color, more spontaneity. I know that about you, and it's why I think you're beautiful. I have something I'm going to play for you. I love this. You know, I don't even know how I started playing music on these love grams. I don't think I always did, but what it does for me, like this morning, I was out taking a walk before I came into my studio to make this recording for you, and I'm listening to a book, and there's something in the book that I thought, oh, I want to talk to people about that. And it, when I came into the thing, I thought, oh, I need some music that goes with it. So anyway, here, let me play it, and then I'll say more. This is called Small Song, and it's by Lhasa Desela. I hope I'm saying their name correctly. It's a beautiful name, if that is Lhasa. Anyway, Small Song. Here we go.
I made a small, small song.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it pretty?
I made a small, small song. Mm-hmm. I sang it all night long, all through the wind and rain until...
I love her voice. Anyhow, I'm going to pause it here, but I've never heard this song before, but I just typed in, at first I typed in easy, and I didn't really see it. Nothing jumped out at me in the titles, and then I thought, I'll type in small. So it's, I really appreciate that I just found this song. Now, all of a sudden, I have a new connection to Lhasa and to her small song. So here's what inspired me to be looking up the words easy and small is that this morning I was walking outside and wow, it's beautiful out. The last 3 or 4 days have been super windy and gray, and you know, it's San Francisco, and you know, sometimes it's just, you know, it's romantic and I love the mood when it's like that. But then to wake up this morning and the sun is out and it comes out so early. It's 7:42 right now as I'm recording this, and the sun was out. It seems like a long, long time ago. Anyhow, I was taking my morning walk and listening to a book that is called Effortless, and it's by Greg McKeown. I hope I'm saying his name correctly. I know that I've mentioned to you before his first book, which is called Essentialism, which I loved. I've read that book a couple times. I've listened to it a couple times. I'll probably continue to have that on repeat for the rest of my life. That book, Essentialism, I just loved the concept, which is really about getting to that place where we focus on what matters the most. We put our time and energy in the things that really have the biggest impact on our things that we value in life. The second book, Effortless, which I love the name, I love the idea of effortlessness. He's giving all sorts of different ideas and practices and tools for making things in our life have that wonderful feeling of not being hard work. And I really appreciate this. So when I was listening to it this morning, one of the concepts he was talking about that I have actually heard, which is interesting, I love how that happens, in a few other places this week, which, you know, I love when things come in threes like that, but it's the idea of the minimum viable product. And that sounds really businessy, but I'm going to tell you how I feel like this really applies to our personal lives. So the idea, if you know, you may know it already, but just in case you don't, minimum viable product is, you know, how can I create something that serves the goal that I want, but it's really just that very first product. In business, it would be a test product, right? It'd be something that you would send out to a beta test group. You know, minimum viable, it just has, you know, not all the bells and whistles, it's not beautifully designed, it's simply does what you want it to do. That's my definition. So one of the things that the author was talking about today is that oftentimes we sabotage our wonderful ideas because we complicate them and we think that we need to start with something that is super beautiful or, you know, all the bells and whistles. We have this vision and we think we need to implement that vision right away instead of allowing ourselves to pare it way back so that we can simply create what we want to create and, you know, not get bogged down, which I know in my own life, that happens so often. If I have a big vision and I think that I need to kind of implement that big vision first. Wait, I'm sorry, I have to have a sip. My coffee is sitting right here and it's just calling to me. That we will either, you know, have a big burst of working on something and then we completely drop it because it's overwhelming or exhausting, or we never start. So I was thinking as I was walking and he was talking about minimum viable product, I have, as you guys know, I almost always have love lists on my mind. Love list, those of you who don't know it, it's simply a list of specific reasons we love someone. It's probably my very, very, very favorite, not probably, it is my very, very, very favorite gift to give someone because I really believe that what people want most in the world is to be seen and to be loved for who they are. They want to be appreciated. They want to know the impact that they've had. To me, these are just, talk about essential. These are essential things that humans want. And the love list is a way to see someone and to really acknowledge them and to show them, that's why the word specific, to show them the impact they have. So Mother's Day's coming. I'll be sending you out actually probably on Tuesday or Wednesday an email with some Mother's Day, you know, ideas and things. And the love list, of course, is one of them. I'm going to be doing a workshop later this week. But for now, I wanted to sort of talk about what happens before all that, which is what this book connected me to, which is Mother's Day is coming. And so whether, you know, your own mom might still be alive, which is beautiful and wonderful like mine is, or maybe you have a mother-in-law, or maybe your daughter is a brand new mother and you want to do something special for her. Maybe your best friend is a mother, or maybe there's someone in your life who's a mother figure to you, or maybe your grandma. You know, there's all sorts of people who are mothers that we might want to show our love and appreciation to for Mother's Day. And maybe before I say what I was going to say, just to put that in your head, that Mother's Day is not just for strictly the people who, you know, are called our mother, but it could be anyone who's really nurtured us in that way or who nurtures other people in that way and we want to celebrate them. So Mother's Day is coming, and oftentimes what happens around special occasions is we might think, oh, I want to do something really wonderful for so-and-so. And as I was just saying about other things, we might get this big, beautiful, inspired idea, but we never carry it out because it's so big or it's, you know, overwhelming to think about, or they like, oh, how will I ever do that? Or I don't have the time. And maybe we think we're going to do it and we wait until the day before Mother's Day, which is next Sunday. And then we just give up, and in our frustration, we send a CD through Amazon, for instance. Nothing wrong, but I'm not saying there's anything awful about, you know, Amazon or CDs, whatever you think about all of that politically with Amazon or just the idea of music. But actually, people don't even use CDs anymore, do they? Now that I'm thinking about it. But all that aside, what I'm saying is we might just, in frustration, give up our beautiful, meaningful gift idea and do something that's simple. Again, nothing wrong with that. It's beautiful to recognize people. But what I want to focus on is that beautiful idea you had that you wanted to do something special. And I want to offer you this idea that came to me through Greg's book today, and also through my mentor, Brendan Richard, was talking about it earlier in a training, and somewhere else I just heard it. It was on a recording that I had made. Somebody else had been talking to me about minimum viable product. And I want you to think about this idea of, what if I took my beautiful, inspired idea for something meaningful to do for someone for Mother's Day, and I pared it down to the minimum viable product. And I allowed myself to take the steps, whatever they are. Maybe there's 1, 2, 3 steps in creating whatever that is. And I'll just tell you. So let's take the love list. So I might have the idea, which I often do, like, oh, I'm going to make a love list for so-and-so. And it's going to be, you know, let's say it's their 50th birthday. And I think, oh, I'm going to come up with 50 things. And then I'm going to find 50 photos. And I'm going to make it a book. And I'm going to bind it in some like really beautiful hard covers with some Japanese ribbon binding. And, oh, and maybe I'll have, you know, 10 or 20 of their friends also write 50 things they love about them and include those. Like, so you can see how the idea grows and expands sometimes. That's a common one for me, actually, that happens. That suddenly what went from, oh, I'm going to create a love list for this person, suddenly now it's, you know, it's photos and it's the book and it's including other people, and beautiful idea. And I have done many of those, but that's a huge investment of time. And it's likely that I'm going to just feel frustrated because, oh, I really don't have time to do that. Now, suddenly my original idea to send a love list to someone pales in comparison with this big, beautiful idea. And I don't do it. Maybe I don't even do anything. Maybe I send them a card, right? And so what I want to say to you is, in that example, a minimum viable product would be that I would say, you know what? Oh, I'd love to do that for so-and-so. However, I just don't have the bandwidth right now. I still want to show this person how much they mean to me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to find one photo of a beautiful, you know, connection that we had. You know, here's me and my friend smiling and laughing. I'm going to find one photo. And beneath that photo, I'm going to make a list of 10 things I love about them. And I'm going to design it on my computer into just a one page, something really beautiful. I'm going to print it out. I'm going to put it in a card and mail it. To me, that is a minimum viable product, because I know that I can do that. Probably, you know, for me, I've done so many of them. I could do something like that in 15 or 20 minutes, as long as I knew where to find the photo. It's pretty quick for me. For you, you know, maybe you're not so well versed in, if we're talking about the love list, maybe your minimum viable product is, you know what? I am going to get a card, and in that card, I'm going to write 5 things or 3 things that I love about this person. And I'm going to really, from the heart, tell them 3 things specifically that I love about them and put it in a card and mail it. Can you imagine? This is our minimum viable product. Can you imagine opening your mailbox and handwritten card? You know, already it's fun, right? We know that the envelopes are sometimes colored and it's somebody's handwriting, and you're just like, oh, someone took the time to put a stamp on something and send it to me. And then you open it up and it's a card, and inside the card are these things this person loves about you. You're not thinking, gosh, they only wrote 3 things? No, you're overjoyed, right? You're just ecstatic to have all that love coming your way. So that's that's what I'm thinking today. I'm sort of setting us up because what I'd love for you to do is to be thinking about someone in your life whom you want to celebrate next Sunday. And it's time to start thinking about it in advance, right? That's one of the things that's really helpful is we start thinking. And I'm going to give you some thoughts right now, just so you're holding this in your mind. For instance, do you know a mom who's going through a hard time? Maybe you know a mom who's going through a divorce or who's having trouble. Maybe one of their children is sick and this mother is really having a hard time, exhausted, stressed, worried about her child. Maybe it's someone who's recently experienced a death. Maybe it's someone whose own mom has died. And you want to make sure that you acknowledge on Mother's Day that that's a hard day for this person. Again, as I said at the beginning of this recording, maybe it's someone who's really played that nurturing mother role to you. They've mothered you in some way and you want to surprise them on Mother's Day, right? None of us would expect that. If someone sends us a card and says, you know, I want to tell you, you know, how much I feel cared for by you, you know, in this beautiful mothering kind of way. So that you get the idea to really brainstorm for yourself, just one person. You know, you may want to celebrate more people, but for now, just think about that one person. And I want you to hold it in your mind right now and ask yourself, you know, how can I really show this person that I love them and that I appreciate them? How can I show this person if they're suffering on Mother's Day, whether they've lost their own mother, they're having trouble with a child, they've lost a child, there's you know, miscarriage. How can I reach out to this person and do it in this minimum viable product way, which is a funny term when you think of a gift, but it is. How do I do it? What is the most simple way I can express my love? Let this person know I'm thinking of them, but have it be the most simple way. And that's why I was looking up the words easy. I guess I could have looked up simple. I didn't even think of that. But I looked up easy and then I looked up small because I like that idea. Small actions, huge impact. I love you. I'm going to be, as I said, I've got some thoughts for you. I actually have, like I said, I'll be sending out something on Tuesday or maybe Wednesday that we'll say a little bit more about what I'm thinking for Mother's Day. I've got a brand new, amazing Mother's Day gift of something that I did for my mom's birthday that I want to share with you. And for now, though, I just want this first step. I just want this first step of committing to who do you want to celebrate on Mother's Day and how can you allow yourself to make it as easy as possible, the small step that will allow you to actually really do it. Okay, let's listen to a little bit more of beautiful Lahasa. What a beautiful name. I hope I'm saying it right. Let's see what she's got to sing for us about small.
This song is my small
song. I'm drinking my coffee while I'm listening and hanging out with you.
I sang it all night long.
She has such a beautiful voice. So I just want you to leave with those words in your head. What is your small song of a gift for someone who's played a mothering role or is a mom? And just let yourself maybe even put on the calendar for your week or your schedule that you are going to celebrate this person in some way this week. You don't have to know how right now. And I'll be sending you some ideas this week. All right. Sending you love. Bye-bye.